You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is Josh Dar of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You know, I've got my suntan lotion going. I got my beach shoes on. I mean, it's almost 50 degrees out there right now.
I guess you hear the January thaw, and this year's January thaw is upon us here the next couple of days. Just unseasonably warm and what will be windy conditions, too, here across the Midwest and the state of Illinois. Temperatures here in the 50s, even pushing some 60-degree readings. The warmest day of this week will be Friday, when widespread 60s should be seen across the southern parts of the state. 50s up here in the north, even pushing maybe 60 in Chicago. And just looking here at Springfield, the record high on Friday, 67. That was set back in 1890. Mm. And the record high min is 54, set on the same day. Overnight mins are going to be very warm, too. So enjoy that. You know, suntan lotion is a good idea when it gets this warm here in January, of all things, for 3 to 4 days before the cold front comes by the end of the week.
Uh-oh, you hinted at an Isaac Newton, what goes up must come down, huh?
Yes, yeah, we have so with the unseasonably warm temperatures, a pretty good Arctic shot is going into the western U.S. at the same time. That's partially why we're so warm here in the Midwest. The cold front comes through late in the day on Saturday, and then actually some Gulf moisture tries to tangle up with that front, and we have some prospects for snow across portions of the southern parts of Illinois, maybe eastern parts of Illinois, too. It doesn't look like it gets as far north as Chicago and then points east. So that also could be a mix of freezing rain. So travel on Sunday in particular would be something to watch out for. That is it snow, is it rain, or freezing rain? A little early to tell yet, but that'll be the next weather system to watch from a winter weather standpoint.
So we got rain coming in on Thursday, and then we've got freezing rain coming into the weekend, and then snow following that.
Yeah, freezing rain would probably be on the onset of that snow prospects here on Sunday. And then by Sunday night, Monday, the front's off to our east, and we get back into a bit more of a seasonable pattern next week, and none of these 50s in the north and 60s in the south.
And, you know, we're still keeping an eye on the western Corn Belt because it's still too dry. And I guess, if I'm understanding the charts right, Nebraska, Iowa, parts of South Dakota, southeastern Minnesota, Wisconsin, going to miss this?
Yeah, there's this low-pressure system here today across Texas. That's going to move north over the next 48 hours. That brings our rain chances here to Illinois on late Thursday night into Friday. The eastern parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Dakotas, they get into some of that rain on that event. It's not a widespread producer. It certainly is not an event that would materially change the situation from a moisture standpoint or from a river transportation standpoint. And then once the Arctic front clears on Saturday and Sunday across the Midwest, it's another dry week on tap next week with no signs of any precip.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, Dave, thanks.
That's Josh Dar of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter before Friday's release of the four major crop reports. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.